I'm Susan Lubay from Women's Focus, and I'm talking to Rebecca Dow. Welcome to Women's Focus.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Well, I'm mostly asking people how you feel about the session, and I know that everyone's really tired. It's a hard time to talk about it, but let's just get a sort of rundown of this of how you feel.
Well, it's a 30-day session, so unless it's a budget item, you need to get a message from the governor. And I had a couple bills that did get a message from the governor, and they still seem to get stuck in committee, and some of them made it in the budget even without the bill. So I would say overall, I'm doing really good bringing the needs of rural New Mexico back home and elevating that voice, especially in my district, which is in southern New Mexico. It's important to be here to elevate the voice, and even when a bill doesn't get through, it's pretty exciting when you see the language in House Bill 2, or you see an appropriation in House Bill 2, and so you could get discouraged in a 30-day session. It's really crazy. I think maybe less than a dozen bills have been passed and ready for the governor to sign, but a lot of work does get done on policy, on rules, and building relationships and friendships that can create change in the interim.
That's interesting to say that you build up sort of connections with people, even if you don't get something actually passed.
One of the best things for me about being a second term lawmaker is that I'm still meeting people. I'm still learning how things work, and so for me, the session is always productive because I feel like I'm becoming a better lawmaker and learning how the process works and how things can get done. A lot of times without a bill. Sometimes a bill complicates things. So being able to meet staff and meet people who've been here forever and are getting things done and just learning from them. And yeah, it's great to build relationships, not only with the staff that are here, but also with my colleagues.
Okay. You're especially interested in early childhood, and that's what you've been working in. It seems as though early childhood has kind of gotten its due at this time.
Yeah, it's really exciting. We actually just had the signing with the governor on the Early Childhood Trust Fund, which was bipartisan. It had very, very few no votes through the process, and it was really exciting to be in that room with people who've been championing early childhood, the sponsors of the bill, Senator John Arthur Smith and Representative Gallegos, and it was really excited to be there and see the governor sign that, and a room full of people from very diverse interests. I'm glad I was invited. I still remain concerned that we're taking a very broad approach, and some people are calling it the moonshot, right? When I know there are children being left behind, those that are most vulnerable, those that are special needs, those are most at risk, those are coming from families that are low income, where we know there's abuse and neglect. And so I really want to see targeted investments for the kids who need it most. That's where we see the greatest rate of return, is when we target on those children who need it most. And so I remain vigilant in my advocacy that we serve children who need it most, and that we have a very targeted, specific intervention instead of just everything universal.
Okay. I'm not clear whether you still are a provider of early childhood education or not.
Yeah. So I founded. I'm never going to stop advocating for early childhood. Okay. I founded a nonprofit. I left my and I was never on the board. I was simply an employee of the nonprofit, but I left that a year ago, and it's been difficult to step away with the experience I have from founding that 20 years ago. And so I have a card that calls me the volunteer ambassador. And so I will remain so forever and always be available to them whenever they need me, and dedicate my time and my efforts just, as I would if I remained an employee. So, but regardless of whether it's my employment, early childhood's my passion, and I will continue to advocate for programs across the state, okay, especially in rural New Mexico.
Yeah. You really work hard during the interim, it seems. You attend a lot of the interim committees, and a lot of the work is done in that way.
Yeah, I think interim committees are really important. Not all of us have the opportunity to attend them because we are volunteer legislators and we have full-time jobs. Because I quit my job last year, I was able to attend a lot of the interim committee meetings, which I think has been helpful to me to try to understand. We have 5 free days that we can get a per diem if we travel, to Farmington to listen to a legislative study committee, meet about early childhood. And so I'm not on that committee, so I would use a free day to go and attend those ones where I thought there was critical things going on that impact my district. Maybe it's Spaceport America one day, but we're talking about women's issues in early childhood. So I would use my free days to go and learn. I mean, free day, we're not paid, but I would get a per diem to help cover the gas and the mileage and the hotel while I was away from home.
Okay. Yeah. And so you think that works out?
I wish I had more free days. I serve on Legislative Education Study Committee, and I was not aware. This year, the budget was wonky. It was kind of strange to us because we worked on priorities during the interim, and the Appropriations Committee, when they made the budget, it did not reflect the work of the Legislative Education Study Committee. So I had not paid attention, really, as much as I should. I'm just a sophomore. I'm learning. And I mean, I have a lot to learn. Maybe it'll fit on a stamp, my knowledge of what's happening here. Maybe fits on the size of a stamp. But anyways, I noticed that there's no crossover between the members of the Legislative Education Study Committee and the Legislative Finance Committee that meets in the interim. So we're over here working on policy and things that we believe would move student outcomes. They're over here working on budget, and there's no connection between the two. So when the budget came out, I started asking questions like, who made the decisions for the Education Committee? Was it the chair of the Education Committee? No. Was it, who's making these decisions? So on the Republican side, there's four of us that serve on the Education Committee. One of us is also on Appropriations, but not in the Interim Education Committee. So this happened on both sides. They're brought into the room and asked to concur. Christine Trujillo on the Democrat side and Representative Chatfield on the Republican side. Neither of which are involved in the finance process in the interim. So the budget was presented to them, and they, in a supposedly a bipartisan way, no public committee, no quorum, concurred. So it's an interesting process. Mm-hmm. We really need to change that, because money is great, but money without intention is just, we've got to move the needle on student outcomes. We remain 50th in the nation while we're spending almost, I don't know if we are the highest when you add federal and state dollars. We're in the top five for per student spending, and we remain 50th in the nation. And to me, as a businesswoman, it looks like the intentionality. So that's why I'm co-sponsoring Senate Bill 98, is it 96 or 96, with Senator Candelaria, that will create transparency in PED funding. So we allocate the funding. We decide the factors in which the dollars are generated. It could be a child with special needs. English is their second language. They're at risk. They're low income. We send it to the district, and once it hits the district, it's unrestricted. So this transparency bill will allow us to start seeing if districts are choosing to spend those dollars on the children who generate them.
Oh, good.
Well, let's see if it gets through. It's stuck in appropriations on the House side right now with 2 days left, right? But wouldn't that be fabulous to know and to inform us on our spending? It doesn't change spending. It just lets us look at the spending, which we can't do right now.
Good. Sounds like you're kind of raring to go for the next year.
I'm ready to go. I've officially announced my intentions to run, but I'm running, and I'm not going to slow down. There's too much at stake.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Appreciate it.